जय हिंद स्टूडेंट्स, आई एम अशोक कुमार राव, पीजीटी कंप्यूटर साइंस फ्रॉम एटॉमिक एनर्जी सेंट्रल स्कूल नरोरा। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस बेसिक्स ऑफ कंप्यूटेशनल थिंकिंग। वी ऑल नो दैट कंप्यूटर्स कैन बी यूज टू हेल्प सॉल्व प्रॉब्लम्स फॉर अस। हाउएवर, बिफोर अ प्रॉब्लम कैन बी टैकल्ड, द प्रॉब्लम इट्सेल्फ एंड द वेज इन विच इट कुड बी सॉल्व नीड टू बी अंडरस्टूड। Computational thinking allows us to do this. Computational thinking allows us to take a complex problem, understand what the problem is, and develop possible solutions. We can then present these solutions in a way that computer, a human, or both can understand. What is computational thinking then? Computational thinking is a problem-solving process that includes a number of characteristics and dispositions. Computational thinking involves a number of skills, including formulating problems in a way that enables us to use a computer and other tools to help solve them. We can say it is logically organizing and analyzing data. I can quote some simple life examples or day-to-day life examples where we use this computational thinking. Now suppose, to quote the first example, I'll say that if suppose we are looking for a name in an alphabetically sorted list, then we follow either of the two approaches. We may start from the first name and then we may proceed till end of the list, comparing the name one by one or checking the name one by one till we find the desired name. That is known as linear search. Or we may proceed using a technique known as binary search. What is that binary search? We make the first comparison with the name that appears at the center of the list. Say for example, if suppose my name starts with C and I am to find that, then I may check at the center. If I follow an approach where I am making the first comparison with the center of the list, which will be approximately, must be starting with letter M, then that tells me by making that comparison, I analyze that the name must be in the first half, so not in the second half of the list. Then I again make the second comparison with the G, because that is the seventh character. Then we make that comparison from the center of the list, first half list, and then again we find that we analyze that the name that I am searching for, which starts with C, must be in the first half. So accordingly I proceed. So this way I hit the desired name in 3 or 4 steps. That is what is binary search. Number of comparisons are reduced here. Then another thing, we have devised some algorithm, some mechanism, some mechanized form. That is what is here we have employed, this computational thinking. Now there is cooking a meal for us, or gourmet meal. Here if suppose what we do when we are cooking a meal, we are doing parallel processing. We do many jobs together. Say for example, we are boiling a water, we have cleaned, cooking a meat and a vegetable simultaneously, then meat is getting cooked. Or if suppose you are simply cooking a meat, then meat has been washed somewhere, then water is being boiled and then some chopping is going on. Then we keep adding something to the boiling water and then we simultaneously keep doing other jobs. That is what is parallel processing. Means some algorithm we have designed here. So we are following some established procedure. We are trying to do multiple jobs together, isn't it? We have divided the job in modules. That is how we have employed this computational thinking. Cleaning out our garage. What we do there? If we run out of space, then what we do? We keep what we need and then we throw those unwanted stuff, isn't it? Then doing laundry. When we are doing laundry, we need to wash, dry, then iron all these clothes. What in fact we are doing? We are pipelining the jobs, pipelining different modules. Say for example, if I am talking about laundry, then I have got 3 different jobs. I'll wash, then I'll dry, then I'll iron the clothes. And these are to be done one after the other. That is an example of pipelining. Then getting food at a buffet. What we do there? we get something, some eatable in the plate, then we get something in salad, some salad in another plate, then we get entry, then we get dessert stations. All these things are there. Here we have divided the job in different modules. This is an example of modularity. Now, computational thinking, in fact, what it does, it is essential to the development of computer applications. But it can also be used to support problem solving across all disciplines, including humanities, math, and science. Students who learn computational thinking across the curriculum can begin to see a relationship between academic subjects as well as between life inside and outside the classroom. Here I have quoted some examples where in of other disciplines where computational thinking is involved. Say for example, biology, we have got shotgun algorithm expedites sequencing of human genome. Then DNA sequence are strings in a language. Then protein structures can be modeled as knots. All these things, here you can see some modular structure. Then protein kinematics, protein kinetics can be modeled as computational processes. Cells as a self-regulatory system are like electronic circuits. Then brain science, modeling the brain as a computer. Vision as a feedback loop. Then analyzing MRI data with machine learning. Then chemistry, if we talk about, then atomistic calculations are used to explore chemical phenomena. Optimization and searching algorithms identify best chemicals for improving reaction conditions to improve yields. Likewise, geology, if we talk about, then modeling the earth's surface to the sun, from the inner core to the surface, abstraction boundaries and hierarchies of complexity model, the earth and our atmosphere. In fact, what is this? What are the principles involved in computational thinking? These are key techniques that will help you think computationally through a complex problem, challenge or task before writing even a single line of code. What are the principles of computational thinking? In fact, there are four different and very important principles of computational thinking. These are decomposition, pattern recognition, abstraction and algorithm design. Then what is decomposition? Decomposition is breaking down a complex problem or system into smaller, more easily solved parts. These smaller problems are solved one after another until the bigger complex problem is solved. That is breaking down data, processes or problems into smaller, manageable parts is termed as decomposition or modularization. What are the advantages of decomposition? Decomposition allows us to break a complex problem into a number of smaller and independent modules, which facilitates us to work as team, where every small team works to solve a smaller and independent module, and later on we collaborate all such efforts to solve the complex problem. We unite all the solutions, smaller solutions, to solve the bigger and complex problem. Then decomposition allows us to divide and conquer complex problems. What we have done, if suppose a complex problem is there, we are divide. What is decomposition? We are dividing, we first identify how it can be divided in different modules, how many different independent parts are there. We divide the complex problem in those parts, and then we may do work on each of these modules parallelly. Parallelly means different teams can work on different modules, and then we can join all the efforts, all the solutions to solve the complex problem. Now there are some more advantages that decomposition also allows us to localize faults as and when it occurs and subsequent quick rectification. You can see that if suppose we have broken down a problem into smaller modules, independent modules, and accordingly if we have done some coding for that, we have done programming for that, then if suppose one module is not working, say for example if suppose I have made a payroll system or a library management system, and if suppose one part of that, say whenever if suppose a library management system is there where if a student is being charged extra fine, more fine, then and we are to rectify that problem after the system is in use, then if suppose that fine is, we are charged, the system is charging more fine, then where we need to look? We can straight away say that the fine calculation mechanism or module is faulty. So we what we have done here, we have localized the fault to a smaller module, and then search becomes and the rectification becomes easy. Then decomposition introduces the concept of layered approach, where a complex problem is decomposed into a number of independent and loosely coupled modules. Loosely coupled means these modules, we try to break down the complex problem into as many smaller modules as possible, which should be independent and loosely coupled. Loosely coupled means there should be as little interaction between these modules as possible. If suppose there is no interaction, that is the best. What is that? That this modular approach helps us to incorporate modifications at a later stage easily. You can see that when we are using, Google Chrome, when Google Chrome never stops, and simultaneously the we say that you see that welcome screen changes or some internal feature changes, then Gmail it never stops, and in between only some modifications also are incorporated. How is that possible? That is possible just because of this modular approach. If suppose I am not satisfied with one module, I can simply I modify that module, and suddenly I simply change that module. I change that particular module. I change I just replace that module. So it is as good as, and I do it in a fraction of time. And that is how I get, without disturbing the service, I incorporate those modifications. These are some advantages of decomposition. Then another principle of computational thinking is pattern recognition. What is pattern recognition? Pattern recognition is observing patterns, trends, and regularities in data. That is looking for similarities among and within problems. This is done to find and establish a generalized approach which can be used to solve similar other problems. In fact, we are trying to, in the problem that we have solved or we have conquered over, we try to find, observe patterns, trends, and regularities in the data. In fact, we devise some algorithms, and then we identify what algorithm or what principles we can derive here which can be used to solve similar other problems, that we generate some pattern. That is what is pattern recognition. Then generalization. What is generalization? Generalization, pattern recognition, and generalization, both are related. Pattern recognition leads to generalization. Once we identify some pattern, then we generalize that. Generalize means we form a principle that such and such thing we have observed, and then we can employ this observation to solve different problems. So I can say that generalization is the tendency to respond in the same way to different but similar problems. For example, if suppose I am talking about programming, then I can say that for a group of statements, you will be learning shortly, a group of statements executed repeatedly to find sum of a finite integers can also be used to find product of such integers. That is a for loop that you will be learning in subsequent classes. A for loop which can be used to find sum of first 10 integers can also be modified to find average or product of such integers. Thus, through generalization, we devise methods and algorithms to solve problems similar to the problems at hand. So, gentlemen, that's all for this module 1. We'll be seeing the leftover principles in module 2. So, Jai Hind for the time being. Jai Hind, students.